Okay. So what we're going to do, today's your dollar, but what we're going to do is we're going to go back to your Gimel of Beis about six signs on the bottom by Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So today's daf is sponsored by the Shimon family, Zeichon Nishmas Yisrael, Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov, the Haymwitz family, the Fuhr Shlema for Shmuel Ben Leah, and for the Silver family, the Zeichon Nishmas, Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia, and also anonymously, the Fuhr Shlema for Blima Bas Miriam. Quadruple sponsorship. Quadruple sponsorship, that means my fee is double, quadruple. Sheesh. Make a lot. Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippar, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So, Shmuel says that the Halacha is like Shimon Shazuri, which means that, let's go back, we're talking about Kitnios. We're talking about Kitnios. So, Chazal said that the year, their year, is determined by Hashrasha, from when they take root. The reason why Kitnios are different than anything else, go by when they take root, because Kitnios are not all collected at once. And if we use Lakita, the time that they collect, we would have had the problem, you know, the old and the new, the old being Mapish and the new, the new being Mapish and the old. So comes Rav Shimon Shazuri and says, what's the big deal? You don't have a big problem. You can mix them all up, and you can assume they're all mixed up in the appropriate proportion, and then you can take Meiser, and you don't have the problem, because you assume you're taking the Meiser for the old, the Meiser for the new, all in the same proportions in the mixture. But the Chachamim said, nope, we can't do that, because there's ain't Bila. There's no problem. You don't have this blending. So then comes Shmuel and says, Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. So based on that, it sounds like Shmuel saying, Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, and he holds like him regarding Bila. Foreshadowing, that's not going to be the case. So Maskip La Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera asks, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Does Shmuel really say that we can pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri, meaning we can hold of the concept of Bila, that you have this proportional blending? But Ha'amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say explicitly, L'chol ein bila chutz mi yayin v'shemen? He explicitly says, I do not hold a bila, except when it comes to yayin and shemen. Yayin and shemen is code words for liquids. The only reason why they mention yayin and shemen is because those are the only liquids that you have a meiser with. But he says that liquids can blend at this proportional level, but solids cannot blend. And we're dealing with kidneys, which are solids. So how can you tell me I'm holding like Rishim Shazuri when you specifically hold ein bila? And Rishim Shazuri's whole point is bila. The Gemara says, Ishtamaiti had the Amar Shmuel, because Rav Zera didn't realize that basically Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri in that we don't have this problem of the Meiser in this case, not because of Bila, because of another reason, because he holds Hakol Holich Acha Gemar Pri. We go according to when the Pri is finished growing, when it comes to the Kitnios. So what does that mean? So when Shmuel says the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, his kavan is only to the din that if you mix tefua that took root in 1 year with tefua that took root in a second year, you still won't have the problem of old and new, because I don't care when it took root as long as it finished at the same time. So if it finished at the same time, it's not a problem. So in this case, we're dealing with the case where they finished at the same time. I don't care that one took root in year one and one took root in year two. I'm holding fine. So I'm holding like Rav Shimon Shazuri specifically in this case, but not because of his reason. Not because of his reasoning. Right? The reason of Shimon Shazuri was because of Bila, and the reason because of Shmuel was because we don't go after Hashrasha, but we go after the Gemar Pri, and we have no problem because Shmuel holds Ein Bila, but he also holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri in this case. And now the Gemara says, basically you have three statements of Shmuel. Shmuel made three statements. He said, number one, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. He said, number two, ein bila. And he said, number three, everything goes after Gemar Pri. Why do you need all three statements of Shmuel? Two more words of approach. Utsricha, and we need all three statements. D'i ashmi'ina halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. Shmuel just said simply, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, then havamina mishun kesaber sheyesh bila. We would have thought because of the Bila, because Rav Shimon Shazuri's explicit reason is because of Yesh Bila. So therefore, Kamash Malan, but Kol Ein Bila. That's why Shmuel has to come in and say, no, I don't hold the Bila, but I do hold the Rav Shimon Shazuri. So okay, so now let's just say, let him say, but Kol Ein Bila. Because there's no Bila. Well then, Havamina Kirabanan Shvi Relay. Then maybe he would have thought, you would have thought that he held like Rabbanan in their Machlokas like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that if Kitnios that were took root in two different years were mixed together, you would not be able to separate them together, because you would say that one's from 1 year, one's from the other year. So Kamash Malan, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. So that's why I come to say that Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, I don't care if they took root in different years, as long as they, well, I don't care if they took in two different years, I don't hold like that. So now, Iyashmin Hanitarti. So let him say that there's Ein Bila, and let him say that Let him say that the halacha of Shimon is Zuri, and let him say that like there's Ein Bila. So, and don't say, and you don't have to worry about saying Holei Chacham Gemar Pri. So, no, I only said those two, and not the third one. Hav Amina Kasha to Shmuel or Shmuel. Well, then I've got them to be a stira by Shmuel, because here he's saying the halacha is like, because it's mashma. Right, because had he said Ein Bila and the halakha of Shimon Shazuri, you would have said, well, wait a second, that's a stirim ne'ubay. Therefore, we say, no, because kol holich achmar pri, to let you know that the reason why it's not a stirim between me, I do hold Ein Bila, but the reason why I hold it from Shimon Shazuri in this case is because I hold kol holich achmar pri. I hold Ein Bila. But you have to have that as well. So, kamash malon, kol holich achmar pri. Now, the iashmi inan, kol holich achmar pri, let him just say, I hold everything goes after the gemar pri. So then, so that's why I don't have to say any other statements. Havamina, afil tzvuv is a tsunami. You would have thought that that included that when it comes to wheat and when it comes to olives, that he would also hold hakol holich acha gemar pri. So kamash malan halachik of Shimon Shazuri. Kamash malan, he only goes kol holich acha gemar pri in what Rav Shimon Shazuri is arguing with the Rabbanon, right? B'may depali. Rav Shimon Shazuri only argues with the Rabbanon when it comes to kitnius. So when it comes to right, when it comes to kitnius. So comes Shmuel to say, in that case, where Shimon Shazuri argues with the Rabbanan, I hold kol holich achak gemar pri. But when it comes to anything else, to and zesim, I would say, no, I have to go according to Shlesh, Shulchan Nato, whatever the case with me. So the Gemara said, okay, v'lish me'inin hani tarti. So let Shmuel just say the following two statements. Let him say the halachas like Shimon Shazuri, and let him say, ha kol holich achak gemar pri. Then I don't have the problem. Why does he have to say l'kol ein bila lamali? Why do I have to say the concept of ein bila? Why? Because from those two statements, you could say akol halacha gemar pri and halacha of Shimon Shazuri. So therefore, you see that the reason is he's holding Shimon Shazuri only in that case, and the reason why he's holding Shimon Shazuri in that case is because akol halacha gemar pri. So they see right away that he's not holding a bila. You see those two items. You don't have to worry about Bila, because he's saying I hold like him, but the reason is because I call my pri, not because of Bila. So why does he have to say la kol ein Bila lamali? So hakamash malan diliyayin b'shemen yish Bila. The reason why Shmuel says ein Bila is because of the memra afterwards, because he says ein Bila, but he also but by salas, but he says yish Bila by shemen and yayin. Had he not said his statement of the whole ein bila, etc., we wouldn't have known his distinction between foods, between solid items and liquid items. So he has to say the whole ein bila chutz miyayin v'shemen in order to get the distinction between solid items and liquid items. So in summary, basically we had a machlokes between Rabbanan and Shimon Shazuri, right? Then machlokes would come and Shimon Shazuri when it came to kitnius, right? Your kitnius that took root, your kitnius that took root. Some in year two, some in year three, or some in year one, some in year, well, year one, yeah, you see, some in year one, some in year two. So kidneys that took root. So what do you do? The problem with kidneys is that you can't, you don't separate all the same time. So you have it all mixed up. So the Chacham said that you have to go according to when they took root, not when they're collected. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, what's the big deal? I could take them all when they're collected, put them all in one big pile, and I have Bila. Then comes Shmuel and says, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. We say, how can the Shmuel say the halacha of Shimon Shazuri, who says that the Bila, Shmuel himself holds that there is no Bila? And the reason being is because Shmuel holds, in this machlokas, he holds like Shimon Shazuri, that there's no problem for being Torim, fruit items that rooted, took root on 1 year, and items that took rooted on the second year, because, yes, I hold like Shimon Shazuri in this case, but for a different reason, because I call holy chacha gemar pri. We don't go according to our shrasha, we go according to the gemar pri. Okay, that's basically, and then we went through to figure out why Shmuel had to need all these statements. Question is, though, Rashi and Tosfos point out, who does Shmuel hold like? Gemar Pri. Right, Rashi says, Vani lo yodati man hu ha'atana, because, basically, he doesn't hold like Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that by kidney you go after Hashrasha, right? And Shimon Shazuri is not holding like, because he doesn't hold the Bila. So which Tana is he holding like? So Rashi and Tosfos have to figure out, you know, Rashi says that Shmuel holds like some Tana, I just don't know who it is. And Tosfos tries to figure out, you know, maybe he holds like one and the other for different reasons. But that's the idea. Right, but he's totally making a distinction between solid and right. But he could be getting it from there. But who says it? That's just Rashi and Joseph's question. Who has to be? Who's being, which time is he being shown? Okay, that's now, side issue.
And but if this is true, all our previous discussion were talking about when Bnei Israel came to, you know, after right. they came to their Israel, and then they
that wasn't that was we eat. That is
we wheat.
We talk about kidneys here.
Oh, that's
good wheat
here?
No, kidneys are not wheat.
No,
what?
What?
Right, Montana. Right.
That's
but this is talking about kidneys. And it's talking specifically about kidneys, not talking about wheat. But you have to always keep in mind, I always ask that question. You have to keep in mind which food item we're dealing with. Okay, now we're going to go on to the next food item, which is Yerakos. Right, so Yerakos, we say that its year is determined by Lakita, by when it's picked. That's what we say by Yerakos. So if it's picked in year one and year two of Shemitah, the Shemitah cycle, so then you take Maaser Sheni. If it's picked in year three, then you would take Maaser Ani. And also, you can't, the same thing also, you can't be Mafresh, what was picked in 1 year, on to regabe something that was picked on a different year. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa to try to figure out where this halacha of Yerakos Achar Lakita is from. Now, Tosas points out that it's only going to be in Asmachta, because Maaser by Yerakos is only in the Rabban. So it's just going to be in Asmachta. Okay, this is difficult. Okay. Tanya, learn in the Brisa. This is a Sefri in Parshas for A. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, what? Sorry? Yeah, but we didn't bring a pasuk. We weren't talking about a pasuk there. Here we're bringing psukim. That's why it's a little different. Okay. I thought when you said it, you said kidneys is only the Rabban. I'm like, no. I'm thinking Pesach. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, again, it's the Freem Re'e, the Aspecha, Migarncha, Umiyikvecha, right, from what you gathered from your, from the straw and from the grapes. Again, that probably this pasuk is, we just learned before that this pasuk is talking about what you can build a sukkah with. So now we're going to bring another drasha from it. The Aspecha, Migarncha, Umiyikvecha. So, Ma Gorein V'yekev. When it comes to straw and grapes, now grapes, again, are always, in those days, were only harvested for the wine. They didn't harvest grapes for eating, because you had a refrigeration issue. But that's the case. So, miyuchadim, they are special. Shegedelim al meishana she'avra, umisasrin l'shana she'avra, avkol shegedelim al meishana she'avra, misasrin l'shana she'avra. Let's finish what it says. Yotza yirakos, the extra yirakos, shegedelim al meishana haba, v'misasrin l'shana haba. The word of Yosef Glili say. He says, Gorin v'yekev are special, or are set aside, because they grow, I mean, they reach their one-third status, which is what we determined for their year. They reach that one-third status with the water from last year. I mean, if you look at the beginning of the year, their one-third growth, the water from last year caused them to have that one-third growth. Look at Rashi inside. But Aspecha migarcha miyikvecha. Mikan samchu chachamim lekvol zman meiser yerek the divrayim achal akita. From here we're going to say that chachamim had an asmacha to say that the year for vegetables start goes regarding picking, right? Lasmachta ba'alma, which is an asmachta. There's kol asif shalcha, all your gatherings yek itchumas gorin v'yekev, and all your gatherings should be like the truma of gorin and yekev. Shalacha v'hen Torah achar shana shavish shlish, because the halacha by them midaraisa is you go basar shlish, right? Hare shalacha v'hen it goes according to the year where they reached one third growth from, which is would be last year. Because once they reach a third, that's considered that they're grown. That's considered that they're already grown. It's like machal b'drusai almost. B'docha, you can eat it with a third. So halachli, it gets the status of being grown when you have the third. So if they brought a third in from already last year. Right, ready last year. So we go according to last year, but specifically because they were grown because of last year's water. So anything that's grown because of last year's water, like fruits, right, that are grown, but you have the water from last year that puts the sap into the fruit that grows into the tree that grows the fruits. That's misasim l'shana she'avra. That you take the meiser from last year, but that comes to exclude yirakos. That is different than yirakos. Shegedelim al mei shana haba. The year that they are picked that's considered the water that causes them to grow, and therefore misasin l'shana haba. That's where they get their meister for the next year. You don't go according to shlish, you go according to l'kita. What does that mean? What does that mean that yatsu yirako shegdeilu meishana haba? Behindu shnas l'kikasan sharei gozin also v'hichozer shegdeilu. So take with the vegetables. If you cut them, Rashi says they'll continue. They'll grow again. But take these other items, you cut them. They're not going to grow again until the next season. The vegetables will grow again. So therefore, it's this year's water that can cause them to grow. That's what Rav Yossi says. That's the difference between goren and yekiv and vegetables. At what, which water is causing them to reach a level that we'll consider growing? But comes Rabbi Kiva and says, Rabbi Kiva says, Omer bi asmicha migorcha mikvecha, a little different. Ma goren bi yekiv yuchodadim shegedilim arov mayim. Goren and yekiv are different. Because they are gedalim, what caused them to grow? Rov hamayim. Rov hamayim is a key word for rainwater. It's that rainwater is what causes them to grow. Umis ash mishana hasha'avra. So therefore, their specific characteristic. Why do we say, since they grow by rainwater, we're going to put them to last year, right? After the zman that they get a shlish. Av kol shegedalim al rov mayim. So anything that grows basically because of rainwater, like trees, we're going to say mis ash mishana hasha'avra. We're going to talk about something that was last year, which means when they sprouted, when they grew it. For trees, it's when the fruits start to pop out, and when it comes to grain, it's when it grows a third. But when it comes to yirakos, shegedim al kolmayim, they need kolmayim. Kolmayim means not only rainwater; you have to irrigate, you have to water them. So you have to water them also. So therefore, they need mayim sheuvim. Right? There's a pasuk in the verse that says vishkisa paraglecha kigan hayerek. That you're going to water the gan hayerek. So therefore, misash mishan haba. So they get their year is considered when they are finished growing, when you gather them, when you take them. So what's the difference? What's the difference between Rabbi Yossi Glili and between Rabbi Kiva? Bottom line is they both say the same thing. When it comes to peros ha'ilan and when it comes to yerek, when it comes to goren and yekem, when it comes to straw and grapes, we go according to an earlier stage, either a third or when they have. Chanata, but it comes to vegetables, we go according to Lakita. They're both saying the same thing, they're just getting there differently. So the Gemara says, there's a difference.
How do you know
where
it gets to be a third?
What do you mean?
That was a few
dapim ago where we got to a third. You got a chazar for that, we don't have time. That's what the Gemara spoke about that a few days ago. Okay? So my benayu. So what's the difference between Rav Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva? Both of them say that by Tvua and Peirus Elon you go according to the Shana Sha'avra, and Yerakos you go according to this year. So what's the difference? So Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Vitzelim Hasirisim, these are some sort of non-mature onions. I guess you don't want them to grow all the way. And Pul HaMitzri, which is some white Egyptian bean, Ike Binayu. That's the difference between them. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Shvi'is that says, Vitzelim Hasirisim. So you have these two items that you stopped watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You can't stop the rain, but you can stop watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So then they get their meiser is taken about prior to Rosh Hashanah. They're considered to be the year before Rosh Hashanah. And mutar mishvius. And if Rosh Hashanah starts Shemitah, then they're considered six year products. The imlav, but if you didn't stop watering them, you continued watering them through Rosh Hashanah. So then, if Rosh Hashanah starts Shemitah, it's Asurim b'Shviyis, the misash Mashanah Shahaba, and they're mices for the seventh year, for the next year. So what does that mean? How's that distinction between the two? So Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi brings out two deos. Who, according to whom does this Mishnah go like? So let's read Rashi inside. Ike beinayu, kigon shemon mehem mayim velo hishlu shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, you withheld water from them, and you didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. They licked on after Rosh Hashanah, and then you gathered them after Rosh Hashanah. So we said that vegetables, and these are vegetables, I guess, you go according to Lakita. But in this instance, you withheld the water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So did you change the status by withholding the water? Right. So what's this mission? It's Rabbi Yosef Glili Islei Hamas Nisan. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds it. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that what determines whether it's last year or this year is whether or not you are watered from last year's produce, last year's water, or this year's water. So he says, the kevan demana, what's that, aleph? The kevan demana mehen mayin shloshim yom lipnei Rosh Hashanah nimtzu gedalim amei shana shavra. So it's clear now that their only water that's causing to grow is last year's water. So therefore, it's now more like wheat and grapes because it's being grown on last year's water. But Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva doesn't. According to this, Rabbi Kiva has a category. typically these items grow through the following year, you know, the following year's water also. So just because you personally withheld it, who cares? Rakiva harigadilim al kol mayim. He doesn't make a difference. I don't know how to read inside, but he says Rabbi Kiva basically has a category of these of vegetables. Since vegetables, you typically, as a category, continuously grow. Yeah, you may have withheld the water, but so what? As a category, it's considered a vegetable, and therefore it should be taken for next year. As opposed to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he says that once you withheld the water, you remove that vegetable status, and you've made it like the wheat status, and therefore it takes mice from the previous year. That's Rashi's first shot. Then he says, interesting. So he asked from the Chachami Rome. Right? The Romans translated it as follows. They say, no, that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva Islay Haimas Nisin. The Kavon Shemona Mehemayim Shloshiyom Lipne Rosh Hashanah Misasal Shavar. Once you withhold water for 30 days from Rosh Hashanah, then it takes the status of the year before. Umafarish Talmud B'Talmud Yerushalmi, and he explains, because the reason is in Talmud Yerushalmi, that Amar Rav Mona Mekevon Shemona Hemayim Shloshim Yom Lipne Rosh Hashanah Nasek Baal, becomes like a stay baal. Doesn't become like vegetables anymore. Becomes like a stay baal. Chlomar zman chiyuvon the meiser Rosh Hashanah. It all of a sudden becomes a stay baal, which has an automatically its meiser is determined by Rosh Hashanah. Dehem lo nistaku mikol mayim shein mayim shuuvim zeh shloshim yom. Because what happens? Rav Akiva says that it's based on the, because it gets water, rainwater, and it gets, you know, irrigation water. You remove the irrigation water from here. So by removing the irrigation water, you've made it like a wheat field. If it's like a wheat field, then it goes according to the previous year. So yotzu mitoros yirakos hagdei makol mayim v'nechnasu mitoros tei abal v'mistapik v'megishavim u'mismashim u'sa'avar. So Akiva says, once you stopped watering it, you took away the status of it being watered or grown according to rainwater and irrigation water. Now no longer has irrigation water, so it's like a wheat field. It's like a wheat field. It gets the status of last year. Okay, that's pretty much the harder part of today's daf.
And so why is this water discussion only applies to these two items?
So that we're showing them asked, because these two items, it's the way they're grown, it's typically to be done that way. You know, people will do it when it's done. Right? People will typically do it that way. That's in other items. Now you can't go ahead and say, the Chazon Ish says, you can't go ahead and say, right, you know what, I'm growing, you know, cucumbers. I'm just not going to ward them for 30 days, and now they can get the status of last year, don't have to worry about Shemitah. So specifically these things, that's part of their growth. That's an accepted method for them to grow. Listen, we're not agriculturalists, but that's we'll take them at their word. Okay. Next Rosh Hashanah was for the trees. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, the Echa b'Shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilon, that's Beis Shammai, that Rosh Chodesh Shvat becomes Rosh Hashanah li'ilon, and that's consistent with all the other Rosh Hashanahs which are in Rosh Chodesh. But Beis Hillel Omrim b'Chamisha Shabbo. So Beis Hillel says the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, Arbor Day, is Tu B'Shvat. Okay. So my taima. So what's the reason? Machlokes is showing him if this my taima, right, if this my taima is going according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, going according to both, we'll just read it. Pasha, my time for both. It's interesting to note that, you know, Tu B'Shvat, you just think it's Rosh Chodesh for the Lanos, but it has significance, even L'Halacha L'Maisa, right? We do not say Tachanun, right? And typically, if you have a wedding, you're supposed to fast. But if you're getting married Tu B'Shvat, the Halacha is that you don't fast. It has a bit of a yontif. There happens to be an Aguda that argues on that. There's an Aguda, there's a Rishon, says that, no, it can't be, because he's going to hold that later on, you can fast on Rosh Hashanah, which is itself a machlokas. And if you can fast on the actual Rosh Hashanah itself, then why can't you fast on Rosh Hashanah when you want us? But Magen Avraham says you don't hold like that good. If you're getting married on Tu B'Shvat, you don't have to fast. Plus, we don't say Tachanun. Interesting. So my taima, what's the reason why the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos is according to Beis Hillel, is on Tu B'Shvat? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Ho V'yotsu Rov Gishmei Shana. Because in Chodesh HaShvat, most of the winter rains have passed. Because the winter rains supposedly begin on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, and they continue up to Nisan. And according to Beis Hillel, once 15 days of Shvat passes, that's about 3 months, and only half of Shvat and other on Nisan, which is 2.5 months, is left for the rain to grow. So once I have most of the rain finished, then that's basically the way it works. Is they say that the rainwater creates the sap, which creates the fruit. Fruits. So I already have most of the rain, so that's when I'm going to determine the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilanos. Rashi says, "Ho v'yotzer of Gishmei Shana." Fifth to last line. Shekvar Ava Roy Mos Hagashamim Shehuzman Revia the Allah Hasraf Yilanos. That's when it grows, and that's when the sraf, the sap, is in the trees. Benimtzu Aperus Chonti Me'otan. From here, this is when the peiros can actually sprout. Okay. So he says, however, Yotzer Rov Gishmei Shana. And then it says, V'adayin rov tkufa mibachutz. And most of the tkufa, the rainy season passes through two tkufos. We do have, you know, we count our holidays by a lunar calendar, but agriculturally, we still follow the solar calendar. It's basically, we always say, what calendar do we use? We use a dual calendar. We just have to make them, we have to make them fit. But, so you have the tkufa of the fall, basically, of the tkufas Tishrei and tkufas Tevix is the rainy season, right? You have Tukas Tamas and Tukas Nisan and Tukas Tamas are the non-rainy season. So he says that Adayin Rov Tukupa B'chutz, most of Tukupas Teves have not passed. Well, says, wait a second. If most of the Tukupas not passed, there's not a reason to say we stop now. That's a reason to continue going. So the Gemara says, my Kamara, what do you mean by Rov Tukupa Mibachutz? It's Adarava. If Rov of the winter Tukupa has not passed, then maybe the Zman Chanata has not come. So he says, no, Hakamara, even though most of the winter season has not passed, nevertheless, but since most of the rainy season has passed, because the rainy season is the fall season and the winter season, so the entire fall season has passed, and I have 2.5 months left of the winter season, so that means 3.5 months have passed. So even though I have most of the winter season left to go, right, I have half a Shvat, and then I have Adar, and I have Nisan, I guess.
Nisan
included? In the Tkufa, in the season, right?
What if there's two Adar?
What?
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, then it's saying, what if it's two Adar, so what? Oh, you're saying?
You have more time.
But that's to correspond the lunar calendar to the solar calendar. It may not necessarily be, but it's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Right, so Apo Pisha, Rov, Hatkun, Mechutz, Hov, Yotzer, Rov, Gishmei Shana, since most of the rainy months have passed, that's the time, and we go according to the Chanata, because after most of the rain passes, that's when the sap gets into the tree, and that's when the Chanata can begin. So that's why it's a Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva, Sheliket Esrog Be'echa B'Shvat. So Rabbi Akiva comes, and he picks an Esrog, which is a fruit, of a tree, right? Comes from a tree, an Esrog tree. He picks it on the first day of Shvat. We're going to say on the third year of Shemitah. It's the third year of Shemitah, so he picks the Esrog. So he doesn't know whether or not this is going to be the third year of Shemitah. So, but does the it, and the year starts in Shvat? So this is considered a second year fruit, and therefore it gets Meiser Sheni, or is this a third year fruit that gets Meiser Oni? Doesn't know which one, right? The Echa B'Shvat, the Nagbo Shnei Yisurim. So he did both. So he says he can't exactly do both because. Sometimes if you do too firm, you're a problem. What happens? They both need to be a tenth. So he takes off a tenth, and then takes off another tenth. Well, let's say he takes off a tenth for Meiser Sheni. It's 100 bushels. He takes off a tenth for Meiser Sheni, right?
Now
he has 90. He takes off a tenth. He's only giving 9 to the Ani. So he's messing up the Aniyim by that one amount. So I thought simply, okay, so he just takes off 10. What's the big deal? He takes off 10 of both. Tosfos brings Yerushalmi and says what he did was that he was mafresh the first Meiser, right? The Meiser Sheni. He was mafresh it. Then he was poed it. Right, and so he put the kedusha on his money, takes that money to his line, and then he gave the fruit again to an ani. So the same fruit that he was poding, he took off a tenth, was poed it, so now that's full in, and then gave it again to the ani, which is the same idea. So he's always to make sure to get a tenth to both. Okay, but this haggah.
The meister, everything else is on the Rosh Hashanah. Meister, but the Rosh
Hashanah. Right. But this is Vayrus Ivan.
Right, no, so Ivan is start on Shvat.
Either Shvat or Tuba Shvat.
He started on the year,
like, see, this is the Shvat before. You keep going back to the Shvat before. Whatever the Shvat before was is year one. So Rosh Hashanah in the Shemitah site, you have to calculate based on the calendar. You go back to figure out what year this is. You're saying, is it the previous year or the next year? Is it year two or three, or is it year three and four? Right. So, but Tosfos points out it's interesting language. He says,
it does not work. By the way. Using Shvat, and the Shemitah cycle is different from every other Shemitah cycle.
No, Shemitah starts by Rosh Hashanah.
But
that's for Meiser. It's for Meiser's determined Shvat. Shemitah starts by Rosh Hashanah.
So Which his question was good then.
His question is not good.
when do you give Ma'aser Sheni? Before Shemitah?
When did you give Ma'aser
Sheni? Which Shemitah year does, for instance, last year Rosh Hashanah was...
Six.
Huh?
Last year Rosh Hashanah started the sixth year of the cycle.
Sixth year, okay.
Right.
So last year started the sixth year. Shvat was... And then Shvat started the sixth year.
Started the sixth year for the... So you're talking about the lag.
Yeah.
It's easier this year. It's easier to figure out this year. This year is going to be Shemitah. This year is going to be Shemitah. So the halachos of Shemitah regarding that working the land will begin on Rosh Hashanah. All right? But anything that started to grow last year, you can pick it, you can eat it. That's not Shemitah produce. But if it started to take, I hear you. You have to work it out. I hear you.
They'll be working the harvest.
You can't. No, you can't. You still can't work the land.
To harvest the fruit.
To pick the fruit.
Let's say in November next year or whatever they do.
Shemitah goes according to Rosh Hashanah. This is talking about Ma'aser.
Right.
Can you use which produce for which year? It's two different things. It's apples and oranges.
Exactly. But you got two different starting points.
Exactly. For two different things. For two different things. What? You know, like, you just got the joke? Like, just in case someone wouldn't get the joke, I had to say that you got the joke. Okay. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva, Shalikin Esrog, Ve'echa B'Shvat, V'Nagbo Shnei Yisurin. The two Ma'asers. So Echa Kedivri B'Shamai, the first way is because he was Suffolk, whether you had like B'Shamai or you had like B'Shilo. Echa Kedivri B'Shamai, Ve'echa Kedivri B'Shilo. And Echa B'Shvat, that is Rosh Hashanah for the Elon, the Gabi Ma'aser for B'Shamai. So when Rosh Chodesh ends, right, it already started year three, which would be Ma'aser Ani. Before Rosh Hashanah would be year two. Right. But according to Beis Hillel, it was still year two until Tu B'Shvat. Right. Okay. The Echa Kedivri Beis Hillel, because he says the Rosh Hashanah the Elon is Tu B'Shvat. So when he takes the Esrog on Echa B'Shvat, it's still Shayach to the second year cycle. And so it's like the second year cycle, which is Ma'aser Sheni. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, that's not the Machlokas. Lo Minag Beisham Beis Hillel Nagboy. It wasn't because he was Masufa to let the Machlokas from Beisham Beis Hillel. How can Rabbi Kiva be Masufa to let the Halacha between Beisham and Beis Hillel? We know that you go like Beis Hillel. Right, Ella Minag Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lazar Nagbo. He had a problem. He didn't know what the halacha went like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer. What's the machlokes of Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer? We actually came across this towards the end of Maseches Sukkah. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. Esrog, what's the Esrog considered? Is the Esrog considered like Peiros Elon, or is it considered like a Yerek? So it's a machlokes. The Esrog, they learned it out over there. Esrog Shaveli Elon Bishlosha Drachim.
What?
Because it continually grows. Remember we said that the Esrog had that status where no matter how long it stays on the tree, it gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. Okay. So Esrog Shaveli Elon, the Hanakama says that the Esrog is compared to fruits of the tree for three items. Right? The Yerek V'Derech Echad. But it goes according to Yerek in one way. Okay? Yerek would mean that you go according to the Lakita, and for an Elon, we go according to the Chanata. Right, so what? How is it shavu elon b'shloshet drachim? Number one, le'inyan orla. When it goes l'gabe orla, right? All peros are asur ba'achila for the first three years that they grow on a tree, and the priya elon that blossoms in the year three, even though you gather it in year four, still has a din of orla, not net the revai. So by elon, so esrog, so too, it goes according to the blossoming l'gabe orla. Ule revai. Also for the fourth year, meaning the same idea, similar to the same idea, right? On the fourth year of the growth of the tree, the peros are mutter b'achila only in Yerushalayim, or outside of Yerushalayim if you do pigeon. So a priya elon, a fruit tree that blossomed during the fourth year, even though it was picked in the fifth year, still has a din of netter revai, meaning that the esrog is like that pre that has that same din by revai, and l'shvius, and l'gabi shmita, which means fruits that grew during the seventh year, it gets kedusha shvius. The fruits themselves get kedusha shvius. Now, I'm talking about working the land. The fruits themselves, whether they have kedusha shvius. So let's say you have a fruit tree that it blossomed during year seven, even though it was picked in year eight, the fruit itself has kedusha shvius. So too with the esrog. Even though you picked it in year eight, if it blossomed in year seven, it still has the problem of kedusha shvius. That's the name of the Esrog. And it is shave to a Yerek in one way, which is Shebishasli Kaso Isuro. We determine which Miser to take based on when you pick it. What year did you pick it? Right? Let's say it blossomed in year two of the cycle, but you picked it in year three of the cycle, so it gets Miser Ani. Doesn't get Miser Shani. That's how it's similar to a Yerek. That's Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. That's the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Lezer Omer, an Esrog is a fruit, it's dormant to a tree. Esrog Shovel Ilan Lechol Dover. Even when it comes to Miser, you go according to when it blossoms, not when it's picked. So that's the suffix that Rabbi Kiva had. So Rabbi Kiva says, what happens? I'm coming here on Echad B'Shvat. Okay? That's what Morris asked. What's Echad B'Shvat? That's Beis Shammai. But I'm coming here on Echad B'Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, that's the Rosh Hashanah for the tree. Now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that's when I'm picking it. So then that year should be the year that I count. I picked it in year three, so that becomes a year three fruit. Go according to Lakita, because I go, Esrog is like a Yerek Lagabe Miser. So therefore, I should take Miser Ani. But according to Rabbi Elezer, then you go according to when it blossomed. Well, it blossomed before Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It blossomed in year two. So I should be taking Miser Sheni. So that's where Rabbi Kiva had the suffix of whether or not I hold according to Rabbi Kiva, or according to Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Elezer. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's go back now. According to the original answer we had, that he was specific with Allah, like Beishami Beis Hillel. So he says, Umi Abdina Katrei Chumri. How can you hold like two chumras of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? Batanya, we had a following brisa in Ervin. La'olam halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. We pass in like Beis Hillel. But the Gemara says, but before the Basco came out, you had the option. If I wrote Shalasas k'divrei Beis Shammai, Oseh, k'divrei Beis Hillel, Oseh. If you wanted to do like Beis Shammai, you could have done like Beis Shammai. If you wanted to do Beis Hillel, you could have done like Beis Hillel. But you couldn't do, if you did Mikulei Beis Shammai, Mikulei Beis Hillel, if you did the coolest of both, you were considered a Rasha, and a Chumri Beis Shammai, the Chumri Beis Hillel, Alav HaKasav Omer, Vaksil B'chol Sheikholich, you're considered a fool. Ela Ike Beis Shammai B'kulei B'chumrayen, Ike Beis Hillel B'kulei B'chumrayen. You have to go either with one or the other. You can't just pick and choose. Rashi limits that to say that it's not like you have a machlokas about item one here, and a machlokas about item 30 over there, and this one you're passing the Chumri Beis Shammai, this one you're passing like Kula, like you know, the Kula. That's not a problem. The problem only comes about where you have one machlokas that has impact in two different spheres, and you take the coolers in one sphere and the chumra in another sphere. The machlokas, the Gemara brings down an Erevin, which talks about how many bones in the spine have to be missing in order for something not to be considered a shidra. So if we read Rashi says the Erevin refers to machlokas achash. It's only if it's one machlokas and in one aspect you go like Beis Shammai, one you go like Beis Hillel. For example, he going kama chisaron b'shidra shelo titva ba'ol. How much has to be missing in the spine in order for it not to be considered something to be matam ba'ol? So Beis Shammai says Beis Chulios, two discs have to be missing, and Beis Hillel omrim chulia achas, only one has to be missing. So Beis Hillel is a kula over here. The chain, the trefa, the same two, same when it comes to trefa. If it's missing one bone, is it a trefa, or is it missing two bones of a trefa? In this case, basically, it will be machmir, because one missing one is enough to make it a trefa. Beishamah says you have to be missing two. So it's the same machlokas, but it has different outcomes in two different areas. Right? Nimsu, divrei beishamah, kilim betrefa, the omer ashetetzah shtei kulios, or beishil machmir bon, beishil is machmir there, ume kilim le'in tumo, lomer shakim shakasu tkul achlas, eno mitama. So in this case, if you say, I'm going to hold like base Hillel in the Tumas Ohel, that you, if you're missing one, that's considered enough to say you're not Makabal Tuma. But I'm going to hold like Beis Shammai, that's not a trefa until it's missing two, that's Stirim Neyavdei. That you can't do. But bottom line is, he's holding like the Chumras of both, which according to what we just said is Haksiyah B'choshech Holich. So what's the problem? So how can Rabbi Kiva do that? How can Rabbi Kiva hold like one like Beis Hillel, one like Beis Shammai? He can't do the Chumras of both. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva, of course, wanted to go like Beis Hillel. He's a Talmud of Beis Hillel. But Gemara is topically below Yoda I Beis Hillel be'echa b'shvat amru, I b'chamisha b'shvat amru. He didn't know what Beis Hillel said. At that point in time, he didn't have a clear Masorah as whether Beis Hillel was the one who said echa b'shvat, or Beis Hillel was the one who said tu b'shvat. So he doesn't know what Beis Hillel says, so he's going to go according to the Chumras of both Shitas within Beis Hillel. But he's not being Goris Beis Shammai whatsoever. Okay. Then the Brisa continued, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Lo Minog Beishama Beis Hillel Nohagba. It had nothing to do with Machlok Beishama Beis Hillel. Rather, El Minog Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Lazar Nohagba. Then Rabbi Kiva was Mesupuk, whether or not the Esrog is treated like a Yerek, or the Esrog is treated like a Priya Elon, based on the Machlokas of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Be'echa Beshvat, so if he's Mesupuk, Be'echa Beshvat, Kebeishama Nohagba. If the whole I thing took place on Echa Beshvat. So he's, according to Beis Hillel, Echad B'Shvat is still year two. So what's it? He's holding up Beis Shammai? Yeah. How can he hold up Beis Shammai? Right? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, it's like the biggest thing. The Gemara all over, the biggest, Beis Shammai. It's impossible. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, the Itim Rechananya, so I'm saying it was Rechananya, Hacha, what's going on? Be'esrog Shechantu Peirosav Kodim Chamisha Asar Idach Shvat Askiyan. Yeah, he picked it on Tu B'Shvat in the year 2014. But what happened was, he picked it on Echa B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, in 2014. But what happened was that it blossomed before the 15th of Shvat in 2013. Last year, it blossomed. So now, it's still the same year. Right? So it blossomed last year. It blossomed last year, right, by, you know, before Tu B'Shvat. And then it crosses Tu B'Shvat. And now he's picking it this year. So if you go according to when it blossomed, it was last year. If you go according to when it took it, now it's this year. All right, so why does it say, but didn't who I feel a cold McCain? And it would be, even if he picked it in Teves or Kislev, it would be the same problem. Just this was the Maisa. It happened to be Rosh Chodesh Shvat, right? But the Maisa Shayu, Kachayu, this is where it was. It happened to be, he was standing on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So he picks this fruit on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. This fruit is now being picked on Rosh Chodesh Shvat in basically what's year three. It blossomed before Tu B'Shvat last year, which was been year two. So according to the Mandamra says you go according to the Chanata, so then this is Maisa Sheni. According to the Mandamra says you go according to Basa Lakita, this is Maisa Rani. He doesn't know which one to do. That's all. And why B'Dafka does the case say it was Echa B'Shvat? That was the day he was standing on. It was Echa B'Shvat. Sorry? Yeah, that's right. Okay, Ravina Omer. Ravina says as follows: Krochutni, which basically means like fold over, right? So basically, I guess this is what's going on. Change the words. Lo be'echa b'shvat haya. It wasn't on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He doesn't like to say Ma'aser Hayikach Haya. It wasn't on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rather, Elochamisha b'shvat haya. Velo minu be'sham be'shil nagbo. El minu rabbi Lubiyah be'lezer nagbo. Forget be'sham be'shil Hillel. Forget echa b'shvat. It happened on Tu B'Shvat. It comes Tu B'Shvat, and now he's being picked in year three. It blossomed in year two. Rabbi Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, whether it's called like year two, like a Yerek, or year three, like a fruit. Okay. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rabba Rav Huna says as follows, right? Rabbi Gamliel holds that an esrog is like a vegetable, legabe meiser, which means you go according to Lakita, for when you pick it. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Hashta the Amar Rabban Gamliel Esrog Achalikaso Isuro Kedin Yerek. So basically, he's saying that an Esrog is like a din of Yerek. So what's the Rosh Hashanah for a Yerek? Rosh Hashanah for a Yerek is Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah Shalom B'Tishrei. So its Rosh Hashanah should be Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah for fruits is going to be Tu B'Shvat. But now that you're saying this has a din of Yerek, right, Lagabe the Meiser, at least, you go back to Likitaso, so therefore it's Rosh Hashanah, it should be Alat Tishrei. I don't know why, but he still says it's like a fruit for three other things.
Yeah.
So why does this one trump the other one? I'm not sure. Okay. So Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Meisvei, so we have a Kasha. We learned in a Brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Likit Esrog, let's say you picked an Esrog, Erev Chamisha Shabr Shvat, Achlo Tolo Shemes. You picked the Esrog on Yud Dalet Shvat, okay? And then you picked another esrog, you know, after Shkia, which is on Tu B'Shvat. One esrog before Shkia, one esrog after Shkia on Tu B'Shvat.
Neither one of those.
Okay, it's part of the bundle, but you picked one before and picked one after. Why would it require? Well, that's what you're talking about when it comes to a snack. It's not a rye. This is part of a harvesting. So one of them, third of them, whatever it is, there's a group. There's one's taken before, one's taken after. Okay. So ain't tormim mashim is elzeh. They can't be part of the same truma meiser group. There's one's before, one's after. Lefisha ain't tormim mashim lomi pichodesh al yashan. You can't be tormim meiser from the new one to the old one. V'lomina yashan ale chodesh. Right, and if Haisa Shlishis, Nichnas Lurvius, and this is year three, if pre-Tu B'Shvat is year three, and post-Tu B'Shvat is year four, then Maiser Rishon, then Nichnas, right, then Shlishis, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. So the one that was picked in the first, before Shkia, is put in the pile for Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, because that's year three. And the one after Shkia was picked in year four is put in the pile for Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. You get Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. So Man Shamas Lei the Azul Bar Salikita. Who is the Tano tells us when it comes to Esrogim, we go according to when they're picked. That's Rabban Gamliel. That's Rabban Gamliel, right? Because he says that the Esrog is like the Yerek that I'm picking. But what? But the Katani Shvat. And this whole idea is going according to Shvat. So you see, even according to Rabban Gamliel, who says you go Bar Salikita, the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is still Shvat. So the Gemara says, El E Itmar Hachi Itmar. So rather, this is what was said. Amar Rabbar Huna, Af Al Gav the Amar Gamliel Esrog Akalikita Ki Yerek, Rosh Hashanah Shlub Shvat. Even though, despite the fact that Rabban Gamliel says, Lagabi Meiser, the Esrog is like the Yerek, the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is still Shvat, like a fruit, not Rosh Hashanah Al Tishrei, like a Yerek. Let's just do a little bit more. So Maishnei Hasa Diktani Imaiso Shni and Nechnesa Tushlishis. So Maishnei Hacha Diktani Imaiso Shlishis and Nechnesa Tushlishis. We had two different prices that talked about transferring over the years. The first price said if it was year two going to year three, and this price says year three going into year four. The question the price is asking is like the first time you have a difference between years is from two to three. It goes from my exchange to my son. So make the difference. If it was year two going to year three, we have a difference. Why are you going from year three to year four, which is a difference that happens a couple years later? Why is the Brisa say year three, year four, not say year two, year three? So Milsa Gabi Orcha Kamash Malan, it comes to teach us just the Derech Agav, the Esrog Kashli Yada, that Esrog doesn't grow so quickly because everyone's always touching it. But Ijid Mashashi Bekuli Al Mashvita, since everybody on in Shemitah, since everyone touches all the stuff in Shemitah because everything's happening, so everyone's touching it. So Lo Toin Peri Atlushin, it takes 3 years then after Shemitah for the Esrog to grow. So that's why here we're talking about the Esrog, we're talking about picking it between years three and year four, because that's when the Esrog is the first start to grow, because the first 3 years, it's difficult for it to grow because of all the touching that took place on Shemitah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Yeah.